This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
505, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self-high fives all the way around. If you are thinking about standing with a terrorist organization like Hamas, you are put on notice that in the city of Richmond, Colette McEachin, the elected Commonwealth's attorney, will not put up with your crap. If you are arrested, you will be forced to write a one-page paper on the First Amendment. One page. That's right. Ah-hoo-hoo. Not messing around in the city of Richmond, man. One page. Now, at the top, of course, you'll put your name. That takes up a line. You'll probably skip a line and put the title of your well-researched, annotated work there. Then you'll want to skip, two lines? What about dates? You may want to put a date in there and skip another line. And there's no indication whether Colette McEachin is making people write the one-page paper single-spaced or double-spaced. You know it's not being written on a legal pad because I don't think there's a freaking lawyer in her whole office. But I digress. All right, let us turn our attention to one or two or ten other things, shall we? Do you remember Mike Wallace from 60 Minutes? You remember his son Chris Wallace from whatever it is he used to do? Didn't he used to be a reporter, right? He was like sort of like a journalist guy. Well, now apparently he's doing comedy. I didn't know either. I really, honest to goodness, I did not know. But he is now appearing on that Stephen Colbert show. Let me give you a little snippet of that. Cut number one, please.
Now, the big news today everybody's covering is Jack Smith's filing in the 2020 election case, or rather his evidentiary filing, having to do with whether Donald Trump's actions were official. In other words, someone in office or someone seeking office.
Right, because of the Supreme Court's crazy ruling.
Yes.
I mean, we went for 250 years without presidents having immunity for official acts. I mean, nobody talked about that with Richard Nixon and Watergate or Ronald Reagan with Iran-Contra. But suddenly, an official act, you couldn't break the law, which, one, strikes me as complete nonsense, and two, has resulted in Jack Smith having to write this brief saying, well, yeah, but when he did this, yeah, he was in the Oval Office, but he was using his private phone, so it was an unofficial act.
Richard Nixon,
yes.
Who features prominently in Countdown 1960. It's a beautiful cover. Don't even read the book. Just look at
the cover. No,
and show your friends.
What's inside it is even better than on the outside. But having said that, Richard Nixon, during Watergate in 1974, the Supreme Court ruled that he couldn't keep the tapes that were hidden. He had to, because it was involved the possibility of a crime and had to be turned over. So, you know, the kind of feeling in the Supreme Court seemed to be up to that point, the precedent was that a president, as opposed to a precedent,
was not
shielded from the law. So this
the
is
other
new
one
law
is
that
absolutely
the Supreme
not
Court
funny.
Decided.
Yeah, and, seriously, that's enough. Germ, just turn them off. I can't. I mean, Colbert teed him up right there by saying, you know, the biggest news that everybody's talking about, and it was obviously like a setup line because there's nobody talking about that. Nobody gives a crap about that. It is the least relevant 167 pages in America at this time. Two very unfunny guys trying to do comedy. I have an incoming message. When you have to do your one-page paper at the direction of Richmond City Commonwealth's attorney, Colette McEachin. You know, if you are charged with being in public, disturbing the peace, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, on behalf of a terrorist organization like Hamas, she believes the appropriate punishment is that you now have to write a one-page paper on the First Amendment. Do you have to write that in pencil or pen? Does it have to be a product from a computer? Or could these children that you are now coddling, could they do it in their natural script, you know, using a crayon? Because that would be appropriate. And I would say maybe you want some extra credit. Maybe you write your one-page paper on a piece of construction paper. Maybe draw a little happy face there. That'd be good. Could you imagine for a second? Let's say that some of these idiots at VCU wind up at Hamas headquarters somehow, because that's where they want to go, right? They're all in support of Hamas. Okay, so you wind up at Hamas headquarters, and you're sitting around there with your fellow Jew-hating terrorists. I mean, because that's what Hamas is. And you're supporting them, so hey, have at it. I mean, I'm sure they have a lovely buffet in the afternoon and all that, but you're talking with these folks, and they're telling you about the punishment that they may have received as a result of being arrested. They may have been in a prison. Their home may have been destroyed, and you have to stand up and say, oh yeah? Well, when we were doing our pro-Hamas stuff at VCU, we had to write a one-page paper. So how about that, buddy? Pick your pronouns. Customs and Border Protection, remember them? They're supposed to be protecting us on the border. Well, there are priorities, apparently, at Customs and Border Protection. They've updated their computer system so that now you have an unlimited number of pronouns to use in your official government online profiles. Can you believe this freaking crap? It's insane. Absolutely insane. Optional preferred pronouns in Microsoft 365. Fantastic. That is wonderful. An online guide lists 50 potential pronouns a person may choose to use, but cautions everybody that that list is not exhaustive. Oh, well, it's exhausting, I know, but it's not exhaustive. Apparently, in addition to the 98 different genders that they've invented, they have invented at least 50 different pronouns. That's gonna work well. That's going to work well. Let me tell you about how we take back girls' sports for girls. Girls' teams have to stand up and be united in saying they will not play against boys. That's it. That's it. Period. End of story. It's happening. High school soccer team located, I think it was in New Hampshire, right? Yeah, soccer team in New Hampshire, Hillsborough Deering High School. Their girls varsity soccer team said they are boycotting the game scheduled against another high school because they have a boy who claims to be a girl on their team, and they're not going to risk the injury. They don't care about taking the L, which is good. Good for them. Good for that. That's an amazing group of young ladies, and we're seeing it on the collegiate level as well, which is good. We're making some progress. Will it shock you to learn that Kamala Harris has been caught in another lie? I know. She's now telling a different story about the moment when Joe Biden called her and told her he was not running for re-election. Now, if you remember, when she first told the story, she was sitting around with her family, including cousins, and they were all eating breakfast, and she had made a whole bunch of pancakes. I mean, she had a whole slew of details. Now, she says, she had just woken up and gone out and gotten a pork roast and started marinating it. I don't know if any of it is true. Even the idea that Joe Biden called her to tell her he was not running. I'm thinking she called him to let him know that he would not be running. I think that, just feels a lot closer to the truth than the other one. And she just picked up yet another endorsement from a union, right? No. She just lost another endorsement. Now, you know, the Teamsters Union for 40 years has always endorsed the Democrat. This year, even though 60% plus of the Teamsters members support Donald Trump, they said, we're not endorsing anybody. Okay. So Kamala Harris did not get endorsed by the Teamsters Union. The International Association of Firefighters, which has been a major Democrat Party supporter, and in particular, for some reason, they love Joe Biden. They just decided they will not endorse Kamala Harris. Now, they're not endorsing Donald Trump, but they will not endorse Kamala Harris. And a lot is being made of the fact that J.D. Vance was a speaker at their convention. They have 300,000 members. Now, some of those members are in Canada, but I guess now you don't actually have to be a citizen to vote in some places, right? I mean, yeah, okay. Maybe the Canadians will be voting as well. Who knows? I hope they don't get caught, because if they get caught, they might have to write a one-page paper. Oh, brutal. Brutal. I thought the Constitution protected us against terrible punishments, right? Isn't there something in there about unfair or extreme, or I don't know. It might be one of those pesky amendments. I don't pay attention to those. You know, we've got other stuff we got to talk about. It is 5:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Now, we got some weird weather moving in. No, I just have to tell you about the weather. I mean, I'm looking at the weather. I want you to understand. So tomorrow, 80 degrees and cloudy. Thursday, mostly sunny, a daytime high of 68 degrees. Overnight lows next week are going to be in the 40s. And I have become a weather wimp. I look at that and go, oh my gosh, it's crazy. I'm totally turning into my parents in that regard, right? My parents hit a certain age, and you know, the law said they had to move to Florida just the way it is. And so they did. And my mom kept the AC set at 78 degrees. It had to be 78 degrees before the air conditioning kicked in. And she's like, oh yeah, it's really cool in here. I'm thinking, you're out of your mind. Well, we've got ours here set at 73. Joe came to me the other day and says, look, Emily and I think it's really, really hot. Okay. Could we turn on the air conditioning? My God, it said it's 73. So, yeah, it's really like roasting. And I thought, well, maybe you two should come out of your room. You know, walk around a little bit. Come into the fresh air that's in the rest of the house. It's not nearly as hot out here as it is in there. That's what I'm thinking. I'm sitting here on the couch going, it seems pretty comfy to me. But yeah, overnight lows in the 40s. That's cold. Now, I know we're getting down to 63 tonight, which would be great for sleeping with the doors open, the windows open, except for this. The humidity is staying high. It's going to be like 90%. So it's just not going to be what you're looking for. Simple as that. Hey, have we got a little update here? You know, I mentioned how my folks had to move to Florida. And big in Florida, of course, the homeowners associations. Oh, my God, everyone's got a clipboard, and they're walking around measuring grass. It's nuts. It's like the only downside. But there was a guy, he's in his own yard, and one of these Mrs. Kravitz knockoffs comes into his yard. Take a listen to Soggy Salad, cut number one, please.
Knock, knock. Hi there, folks.
How are you doing in my yard?
My name's Jessica. I'm from the HOA.
Wait, you don't have an HOA. What are you talking about?
I'm bringing a couple of citations over to you guys. I don't know if you didn't get the memo. You can't have three cars in your driveway. Ma'am, do you live here? Do you live in that RV out there? You look like the type that would live in an RV.
Put your little camera on me. First of all, you need to back yourself out of my yard or this dog will attack you.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you don't have a permit for that dog either. So,
now there's a part of me thinking, okay, it was, it was a little acting there, right? They put it together. And then there's another part of me thinking, no, I legitimately remember from some of my folks having HOA people in their neighborhood. That could happen. It really could. You may not think about it. I don't know if you've got an HOA where you live. We're really lucky where we are. One side of the street has an HOA, and one side of the street does not have an HOA. Weird, for sure, but, it is what it is. And we are on the side of the street that does not have an HOA. Now, the folks on the other side of the street that have the HOA, it's okay. I mean, it's not one of those bad, mean...
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Nasty, evil HOAs. But there are some that really are like that. Hey, any update on the storm, Mr. President?
What are the states in the storm zone need, Mr. President?
Okay.
What are the states in the storm zone? What do they need after what you saw today?
Oh, in the storm zone?
Yes, sir.
I'm wondering what storm you're talking about.
Hurricane, Ellie.
They got everything they need. They're very happy across the board.
Yep. Yeah, totally happy. Everybody that's there standing on the roofs, they are happy, happy, joy filled. No doubt about it. They couldn't be happier if they tried. 526, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 535, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. Germ, I need you to stand by. I'm gonna send you some. We're not going to have it today. We'll have it Monday. But Joe Biden just weighed in on Kamala Harris. God, I think he's trying to tank her campaign. The quote from Joe Biden is, "We're singing from the same song sheet. She helped pass all the laws. She was a major player in everything we've done." I'm telling you, as sure as I am sitting here, Joe Biden is trying to tank the Kamala Harris campaign, which I think it's beautiful. I think it's him getting a little bit of payback for the fact that Kamala Harris and her enablers pushed him right over the cliff. Now, having said that, I told you we were going to end on an up note. Fun note, anyway. Netflix has this brand new 6-episode documentary out on Vince McMahon. It is entitled Mr. McMahon. I have now watched it twice. I know it sounds crazy, but I have. I have watched it twice. I watched it the first time, and I thought, all right, it's okay. You know, not bad. I checked with some of my friends who are still in the business. Like, yeah, you know, it's pretty close. And I've got a couple of friends who actually spent time working for Vince. I'm not here to tell you that I worked for Vince. I worked exactly one time in the big setting when I did WrestleMania. I've told you that story. The one where Stone Cold Steve Austin went over Shawn Michaels. And we had Pete Rose was there, who was absolutely hysterical. Mike Tyson was there, who was pretty funny. Where else? I mean, we NWA New England, we did a lot of jobs, if you will, for McMahon when he came to town. But I don't really have a lot of history with him. So I watched, I thought, yeah, these are the buzz that I've heard for years. Now, I personally have a bone of contention with McMahon because, as successful a businessman as he is, and he's brilliant, he destroyed what I loved, which was pro wrestling. It hasn't been pro wrestling in decades. It's been sports entertainment. But that's my perspective. Now, Mike Dickinson, a little younger than I am, and I know he grew up watching pro wrestling, but he's very much, he's on board with sports entertainment. So I wanted to find out from Mike what it was that he thought of the documentary and what he's hearing from some of his friends. Mike, thank you for joining us on a Friday, buddy.
Anytime for you, anytime.
Well, I appreciate it. I saw pictures of you with Cody Rhodes, and for Wednesday, you should know that Colette McKeachin now says if you are arrested for being part of a pro-Hamas terror, you know, a pro-Hamas picket or gathering, whatever we're going to call it, you have to write a one-page paper on the First Amendment. Yeah,
that sounds like Colette. No real consequences.
Yeah. She's not fooling around anymore. It used to be a half a page. All right, so Mike, tell me, you've watched Mr. McMahon, the 6-part series on Netflix. What are you thinking?
I thought that it was very good. I thought that it very much, I thought like the first 5 episodes really were pretty much just Well, really, probably the first four episodes were a complete, like, history of WWE and wrestling.
Yeah.
Talking about, you know, how it formed, how Vince bought it from his father, how he kind of created this vision and built it. Really, the beginnings were all kind of built around having this over-the-top big personality, Hulk Hogan.
Right.
And then how he kind of changed it and going to the times to be more reality-based. And then how it kind of went from this little mom-and-pop general store to being what it is now, which is Walmart.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like that was one probably my takeaway from it.
All right. Now, I'm curious to know, because I put myself in this category, and I say it all the time, I am a pro-wrestling guy. I've never really been the, quote, sports entertainment guy. I probably fell off the ship right as the whole Hulkamania thing was running wild. After that, I don't know. I just haven't found it to be my cup of tea. But you do like the sports entertainment portion, right?
Yes, I like the idea that they create these characters and they have a story. I mean, I thought the Cody Rhodes story that kind of peaked, well, not peaked, but it reached its conclusion last year when he won the championship at WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. And it took almost two and a half years to tell that story. I thought that was probably the best job of sports entertainment and storytelling that they have done for a while. But I like those kinds of stories where they take something and, you know, there's a good guy. There's a very defined good guy. There's a very defined bad guy. And it looks like it's not going to be surmountable for the good guy to go over. And then everything comes together. And I think if you look at the best storylines in the history of WWE that I've liked,
yep.
You know, Daniel Bryan overcoming the authority to win, you know, Cody Rhodes. I like the DX Attitude Era and Stone Cold Era too,
oh, yeah.
Because those guys were, you know, those were the first time, and I think they were the early runners of what we see now, which is Vince was smart enough to build up the anti-hero, the bad guy, so to speak, the one that does what we all wish we could do and say those things, and they became, you know, I mean, Stone Cold should have been a bad guy, but everybody loved everyone has always wanted to tell their boss those things, and same thing with DX.
You know, that's a great point. Mike Dickinson is joining us, and Mike is a great guy, does our reporting as well, but he is a dedicated WWE fan, and we're talking a little bit about this six-part series on Netflix called Mr. McMahon. You're absolutely right. Vince created or allowed the people to cheer for Stone Cold Steve Austin. Now, if you go back even a generation, even a decade, it was clear. Bad guys were easily defined, right? First, they were the Germans. Then they were the Japanese. They were the the Soviets, the Iranians, right? There was always a national hook to it that played into whatever was happening on the world stage. And it was always that all-American guy, whether it was Bob Backlund or later on Hulk Hogan, that, as you say, would go over. But Stone Cold Steve Austin speaks for he really was the everyman, right? He was like, hey, boss.
Yeah.
Blank you.
Right. And he was the guy that everybody at some point in their life that's had a job, which is all of us, have wanted to be, because he's the guy that would just say and do whatever anyone wanted to do. And that's what I think, you know, he was the first guy to do that. And Vince McMahon was smart enough to realize he had something with that and be like, hey, this is redefining what the good guy is. He's a bad guy, but he's a good guy.
Yep.
And it's not really traditional. And if you look at really, it began the whole Attitude Era. And you know, I mean, I think that Bischoff is in it and talks a little bit about it, but Vince saw some of the good things that Bischoff started with the NWO and
yep.
I guess the reality TV. I mean, everything we see now on TV and TV shows and movies, it's a lot of reality-based stuff, like stuff that could really happen in real life.
That's right.
And, you know, NWO was the first one where you couldn't tell, hey, do these people really not like each other? Are they from WWE? What are they doing here? Is this personal to them? Is this like a real thing? And then Vince saw that and was like, hey, I could do something with this. And then he created DX, and then that kind of transformed a whole bunch of other, I mean, like, when you had, I mean, all the stuff that you saw with, like, CM Punk v. Triple H.
Yep.
Hey, do they really not like each other? Is Cody Rhodes really being kept down on purpose? Is Daniel Bryan, is Triple H and Stephanie really, do they really dislike Daniel Bryan? Is Triple H really this bad guy when he was in that character?
Yeah.
And so Vince was smart enough to tap into all of that.
He did. And I'll tell you what, I think the guy who comes across, Vince is clearly brilliant. He may be evil. He may be this, that, or the other, but he's brilliant. And I think that Paul Levesque, Triple H, comes across as one of, it's going to sound weird, but one of the great thinkers, one of the best minds in the business. Mike, I appreciate you jumping on today. We'll do that again. We got to get some extra time where we just have a little fun and investigate this a little bit more. That is Mike Dickinson, good guy. Follow him over on X, MikeD4RVA. 545, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Self high five.
Bam! It is Friday. Oh, yes, it is. Congratulations. We have made it. Self high fives all the way around. I got a couple of notes here, Jeff. Are there any tickets left for Politics and Pints? That's a great question. I don't honestly know the answer. I'm hoping that there aren't, but there might be. So I would suggest you head on over, WRBA.com. Go ahead, do it now, WRBA.com. See if we got any tickets left. It's probably going to be the last time we're at the Beacon Theater in Hopewell for a while because it's a road show. You know, this is going to be the third time we're there. So we'll be moving it to other parts of Central Virginia. I would say get it. We got Brian Kilmeade's coming in. Dana Lash is coming in. Obviously, the regular crew is there. It's going to be great stuff. Now, I have to take a moment here. It's almost like a public service announcement because, you know, health is important for each of us. Jeremy, if you would, please cut number four. Very, very important health message.
Hey, everyone. So I'm doing my makeup, but I just wanted to take a second to talk about a really important issue that affects so many of us. There's a lot of people out there that don't have to worry about this, but there's also a lot of women like me that do. And that's getting our prostate checked and getting screening done for prostate cancer. This is just so important, especially if you're at risk and you're getting older, that you take care of this. And so this is just an issue I feel very strongly about. I feel that it should be part and parcel of any OBGYN exam. It's time we start prioritizing women's health in a very real way. And so I just wanted to get on here and talk about it because it's a taboo subject for a lot of women out there. But anyways, never feel bad for putting your health first and putting you first. So anyways, I just wanted to share that with you. You're not alone. Bye, everyone.
Well, there you go. And good luck, by the way, finding an OBGYN who knows anything about a prostate. Don't they skip that whole section of school? Am I able to go into my doctor, by the way? Let me think about a public service health announcement here. As a man, I believe it's important for me to go in for my annual pap smear. Now, I know what you're thinking. Jeff, the doctor is going to say to you, hey, what are you doing here? And what am I going to say? I'm going to say, well, I need to be checked. I don't want to get ovarian cancer. And the doctor's going to say, sir, you have a 100% chance of not getting ovarian cancer. Why? Because you don't have ovaries. That's why. Oh. Can I call out from work one day and say, oh, I have to stay home. My uterus hurts today. No, no, you may not. That's because you do not have a uterus, sir. Oh. But will the doctor examine my uterus? No, sir, because you don't have a uterus. Well, what about my ovaries? No, sir, because you don't have ovaries. You seem to be confused, sir. Well, what about my annual pap smear? Sir, you don't have a pap. We can't smear any. No, no, no. Now, look, the guy there, I mean, what can I say? He's apparently a major social media fan, a social media figure, rather, way, a so-called influencer. Okay. And he presents this character as a woman. He says he's a woman. I'm here to tell you, I don't care. No, I mean, I really don't. I wish him a long, very happy, very healthy life. And I agree with him that he needs to go and have a prostate exam. Because he's a guy.
Boys have a penis. Girls have a vagina.
Thank you. That's when they separate. Like the OBGYNs go through the left door and the urologists go through the right door and never the twain shall meet again, right? I wish the guy well. I really do. I hope he has a long, happy, healthy life. But the idea that you are going to force medical professionals to play make-believe is absolutely absurd. How much is that going to cost, by the way? How much does that cost the insurance company? I pay insurance premiums, and I know that my premiums are divvied up to pay for a whole bunch of stuff. And if you're telling me now that we're going to pretend that women have prostates and men have ovaries, that's going to be more expensive. What about those human beings who are now telling us, oh, well, we're really cats. We're really dogs. Okay. Are they going to be seen by veterinarians? Or is the veterinarian going to say, look, I actually work on animals, non-human animals. At some point, somebody's just got to, say enough is enough. All right, I got time for one final little thing. No, we're going to save that for Monday, Germ. I want to save the long Biden clip for Monday, but I do want to get a storm update from Joe Biden, please.
What do the states in the storm zone need, Mr. President?
Okay.
What do the states in the storm zone, what do they need after what you saw today?
Oh, in the storm zone?
Yes, sir.
I'm wondering what storm you're talking about. They're getting everything they need. They're very happy across the board.
No doubt about it. Happy, happy, joy, joy. That's what's going on. So there you have it. People who are suffering with the after effects of, that storm, Mr. President. That hurricane. Hank, Helena, Helena, whatever. Yeah, that storm. That's the one. The thing. Right? The thing. Now, Monday, I wanted to make sure you're here because I have unearthed a little piece of sound, and Jeremy is going to make sure we've got it for Monday. This will give you some pause when you hear it because it's leading me to believe that Joe Biden is actually doing his best to tank the campaign of Kamala Harris, that this is going to be his big, giant October surprise. His October surprise is, hey, you done me dirty. And all respect to a Ric Flair, Joe Biden is the dirtiest player in the game. Or maybe Jill Biden is the dirtiest player in the game. We'll see. All right. Monday is October the 7th. 1 year since Israel was invaded and innocent people, 1,200 or so, were slaughtered. It is Israel's 9/11. And we'll have some special guests on Monday to talk all about that. It is Friday. So I wish you a Shabbat Shalom. If you are Hebraically challenged, simply means have yourself a great weekend. And since we have done, since October the 7th, 2023, we end with the Israeli national anthem, Hatikva, which is Hebrew for the hope.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.